This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the beginning of the end of the Democrat massive, massive plantation that they have been running. This is the day it is. It's the beginning of the end of it. And this is what we're going through. What we're finding over the weekend is absolutely outrageous. There's no other way to put it. And I apologize for the stream today. I just can't seem to get it to work right now. I know producer Tim's working on it. I can't seem to get it up. Anyway, we've been trying 15 minutes. So those of you who watched, I know I'm getting a ton of complaints. But we will get that straightened out. Okay. Let me just rewind here a little bit. Here's Griff Jenkins, and he's a pretty solid newsman on Fox. You can hear the outrage in his voice as the children are being found. They are slaves. Stephen Miller explained this over the week. He said, listen, they're not there because they just don't want to go to school and they want to work for Democrats as slaves. And everyone should leave them alone. Let them slave away at 14. They are there working off cartel debt. They're probably kidnapped. That's how most of them end up here. They don't end up here by choice. They are stolen from their parents or sold by their parents after the cartels give their parents no choice. We'll kill the other two kids. Sell us this one. Here's $400. Thanks for taking them. That's how it works. Americans don't understand this. And so when Democrats are on TV going, oh, your strawberries will cost more money. You don't allow us to kidnap Jorge, sell him for sex on the side, and then he'll work the fields too. I don't care. I'll pay $10 for a thing of strawberries. Don't give a damn. This has to stop. This has to stop. And this weekend was the beginning of it stopping because the media could not hide the reality. And so the Democrats told all the lies. They always tell, oh, look, it's a little illegal. So, he's separated from his mommy. Look at him running. He's crying. And then we find out there is no mommy. He's an unaccompanied minor. He's a slave. Democrats are slaving again. Here's more Stephen Miller.
The president has been clear and consistent in saying that he's going to fight labor trafficking and child trafficking. And this marijuana plantation is a clear-cut example of labor trafficking and child trafficking, which are heinous crimes. Additionally, I don't know of anybody except the governor of California who would argue that a marijuana plantation is an essential component of America's food supply chain. And everywhere you look in California, you see industrial child exploitation on a massive scale, an industrial scale. There are likely hundreds of thousands of children in California who are being exploited for their labor or sexually exploited as part of sex trafficking. This administration is liberating these children and helping reunify them with their parents back in their home country. What the Biden administration did with respect to child trafficking is one of the great crimes in human history. Over 500,000 children were illegally trafficked into the country under the previous administration. When we've gone and looked for these children, Martha, the addresses that the U.S. government provided, in other words, the records that the government kept under Joe Biden, are all fake. Nobody ever checked if the addresses were real. Nobody ever checked if the sponsors were real. Nobody ever checked if they were really even relatives or parents or relations or safe. We recently recovered a young illegal alien, yeah. for example, who had been raped repeatedly by the That's adult male that the Biden administration handed to her. She was yeah. under constant video surveillance and was coached exactly what to say if an officer ever knocked on her door so that she would never be rescued. We have example after example. We go to homes, 13, 14, 15-year-old children who are raped on a daily basis because the Biden administration, because the Democrat Party, chose to traffic them into this country. So yeah, we will be unrelenting in our effort to free these kids.
I understood. Yeah, this is a huge story, and the Biden administration tried to push them out of these holding facilities at the border and into the arms of, you know, people who were picking them up. There were some cases where one person picked up 150 children. So I doubt very much that was, you know, their
they
uncle.
Were not all their children.
It's Martha McCallum. One case, one person picks up 150 children. That's not an accident. That's not a whoopsie doopsie. That's not a, oh, we're so incompetent, old Joe's senile. We have to look at what this is, the full horror of what the Democrats did. But the good news is, this is it, folks. You know, you lay in some blister, it's a mess. You've had a big blister. Gross, right? But then it heals right away. This is the Lansing part. We're seeing what the Democrats did. You heard Stephen Miller, if you listened to the last segment. That was so powerful. The Trump administration estimates 100,000 of these children in California alone being sold for sex and slaved, like we saw over the weekend. We're up to 14 kids, by the way, working on that farm. As the Democrats whine and complain, you're going to have to pay more for strawberries. You're going to have to pay more for a head of a lettuce. You know what? I'm happy to. Because those kids are slaves, and you know what? My kids are going to be slaves, too. To a one-party system they are building with these voters that they are bringing in to replace us. They don't care about these kids. The more damaged they are, the more likely they'll vote Democrat. That's how they look at it. They don't care. And Todd Lyons, the head of ICE, where they are under threat of murder for liberating these children. I mean, you literally were looking for the shooter right now this weekend. Here's Todd Lyons, head of ICE.
Now you have people blatantly shooting firearms at federal law enforcement officers. It's incredible. You know, we've always heard from the left and other organizations, if ICE only had a criminal warrant. Well, we had a criminal warrant. We were going after a marijuana grow facility, which happens to donate to Governor Newsom. And we did it the right way that everybody wanted, serving a criminal warrant against an American business that's harboring and trafficking illegal immigration. And now that we're finding out, forced labor of children. And here we are being protested against, assaulted, deadly weapons, rocks. It's unacceptable. And Martha, I hate to say it, it's all because of the rhetoric of the left and what a lot of elected officials are putting a bullseye on ICE just for doing their law enforcement mission.
By the way, I want to point out to you that figure, 150 children given to one illegal immigrant with a criminal record by the Department of Homeland Security. That was Martha McCallum on Fox News reporting that. And you know what? Trump's got this totally figured out. We're going to find out all of this, folks. This is just the beginning of the finding out part. But the finding out part is how we stop these atrocities. Here's Trump last week.
Do you think that this was an isolated incident? Or do you think there's a national threat of a left-wing militia that is targeting ICE and CBP?
Well, I think you have some very stupid people in the left who have some money that are making it available to these people. Because you look at the guns they had, they were brand new.
Again, folks, this is maddening and upsetting, but it's the beginning. There are two twin forces here at work. There's X, free speech. Free speech sets people free. And so the Democrats set up their usual round of lies, as they always have in the last 10 years or so, the censorship on social media. But before, the FBI would have censored the truth on social media. If I tried to talk to you about it, my account would get frozen, as it did many times, half my followers would disappear. That doesn't happen anymore. The Democrats can't hide the horror of who they are and what they've been doing. And that is how it ends, folks. It's only going to get better from here on out. But the things we are going to find are going to be horrific. That pot farm this weekend, just the beginning, and the Democrats will try to kill ICE for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Over the weekend, noting the year anniversary of the Butler assassination attempt, with a $40 million now bounty on Trump's head by Iran, it's going to happen again. And that's why I headlined this Rumblecast, this X-cast, Donald Trump is in mortal danger. I was hoping somebody close to him will see this, read it, and understand how much danger he is in. We didn't fully understand that till this weekend because two things happened. A Senate report came out about who is still in charge of all of his security. It is the exact people who caused this mess at Butler, but at a terrifying level. His security is being run by the deep state. Bad, bad, bad deep state actors, as Iran is now offering $40 million for his assassination. We're going to get into what Iran's doing all over the world. He is in mortal danger. And unfortunately, he said over the weekend, well, God protected me and I don't really like to think about it. He needs to start thinking about it and looking really close at who is protecting him, because I don't think he knows.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again. But God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's the more you think about it, the more you see it. I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do. So
God was
like
not. God was protecting him. But actually, in actuality, it was the Butler County EMS. Fox News right now, you know how Fox Nation has a paywall and then they've got, you know, investigative pieces. They just put out an absolute bombshell behind the paywall. It was worth every cent of the $10 I paid to read it and cut it up for you. And I'm going to feature it today in the Battleground America podcast. I'm going to put it all in one place. You can download it. It's going to shock you. The first time ever that the Butler Emergency Services Squad, so this includes the snipers, has ever been interviewed. And something came out of that that is mind-blowing. Even last week, as we're heading into the anniversary of Butler, what was reported, I actually said it last week, I read it, that the oopsie-doopsie, where Trump was allowed to go on the stage, it was because the Secret Service, oops, shucks, didn't have the radios on the same frequency as the Butler County guys, right? Darn, gosh, darn. Oh, we should have synced the channels up. Sorry about that. It's what we've been told for a year, right? No. Because you know what the Butler County squad said? I'm going to try to get someone on this show. Because somehow this needs to break through or Trump's not going to make it. It doesn't matter that the radios didn't sync up. They went personally to the control room twice. The first time, Crooks was using the rangefinder and the laser, which he was using literally a laser sight to set up the murder, the assassination of Trump right there on the stage. Those two things together. When the Butler County Emergency Service, if you want to watch all this for yourself, I encourage you to do it. You got to go behind the paywall on Fox, Fox Nation, but you can get a free trial. They saw it. They said, oh my God, this guy's going to try to kill Trump. They went, when they couldn't reach him on the radio, they went personally to the headquarters and talked to the guy in charge and said, we are trying to find this guy. The panic had ensued. They pulled the cops that the Butler County cops off of the traffic. They were handling parking. They pulled them all off and they all went after Crooks. You can see a really weird thing in the body cams in the Fox Nation footage. There's no Secret Service. Secret Service isn't looking. It gets worse. Then Crooks makes it up on the roof. They send somebody, because they can't communicate on the radios, they send somebody back to Command Central. He's on the roof now. We can't sight him, but you can. Help us find him. Nobody knows this because they did their first interview as a group on this forever, in it ever, on the Fox Nation expose. Nobody's seeing this this morning. Trump probably doesn't know. There was no radio failure. They knew. They knew. Now, what happened to the Secret Service agent who was in charge of the response room? He one of the six who was disciplined last week? No. He was promoted. He's still in charge. He's still in charge. And the Butler County Emergency Services is trying to warn Trump. We told him to his face and he did not care. Yeah, because it was a deep state hit. They unsecured and insecured this rally. And now we're finding out something else overnight from this Senate report that is even more terrifying. Here's Chanley Painter.
In a separate report from the Federal Government Accountability Office, it found that senior level Secret Service agents were informed of a threat 10 days before the Butler rally, but failed to share that information with the local and federal agencies. That report also identifies a series of procedural and planning mistakes along the way, guys.
You could sure say that. Chanley, thank you.
I got the distinct impression that there's like a lack of urgency, the Butler County officer told the committee about his dealing with the room agent who was never disciplined and is still running Trump events. There's two more. They're out there. I'm going to retweet this right now because people need to read it. Maybe somebody, you know, within this, the sound of my voice can get this into Trump's inner circle because he's not going to make it. I'm here to tell you. The two in charge that day, Nick Menster, never disciplined. He did the final walkthrough, approved the plan where the AGR building was not secured, was drawn right out of the perimeter, the best place to shoot from, that guy. And now we find out that they knew 10 days in advance there was a threat. What's that guy doing today? Security for Laura and Eric Trump after his promotion. He was never punished. But the true terror is Nick Olszewski. He is the other guy who did the walkthrough, the other guy who approved the plan where they just drew out the biggest security threat, the AGR building, then ignored the Butler County guys frantically coming to the emergency center saying, we can't find him. He's got a rangefinder. He's got a laser. He's sighting a shot on the stage. That Nick Olszewski? Oh, guess what he's doing? He was promoted too. He was never suspended, never punished. He is now the chief special agent in charge of the inspection division. What do? Ensure the integrity of the agency's operations. He's in charge. Every time Trump leaves a building, he is in mortal danger. And now the Iranians are hunting him again on our soil. Folks, this ain't going to end well. And Trump saying, I try not to think about it. That is not a strategy. Somebody needs to get to him. He does not have a lot of time left before they take another shot. These people are weaponized and they're going to insecure and unsecure this mess again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.